This morning's reading is in Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. Exodus 5, verse 1. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went and said to Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." But Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and moreover, I will not let Israel go." Then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword." But the king of Egypt said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people away from their work? Get back to your burdens." And Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land are now many, and you make them rest from their burdens." The same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their foremen, "You shall no longer give the people straw to make bricks, as in the past. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. But the number of bricks that they made in the past you shall impose on them. You shall by no means reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry, 'Let us go and offer sacrifice to our God.' Let heavier work be laid on the men, that they may labor at it and pay no regard to lying words." So the taskmasters and the foremen of the people went out and said to the people, "Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go and get your straw yourselves wherever you can find it, but your work will not be reduced in the least." So the people were scattered throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters were urgent, saying, "Complete your work, your daily task each day, as when there was straw." And the foremen of the people of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why have you not done all of your task making bricks today and yesterday as in the past?" Then the foremen of the people of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, "Why do you treat your servants like this? No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, 'Make bricks.' And behold, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people." But he said, "You are idle, you are idle. That is why you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' Go now and work. No straw will be given you, but you must still deliver the same number of bricks." The foremen of the people of Israel saw that they were in trouble when they said, "You shall by no means reduce your number of bricks, your daily task each day." They met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting for them as they came out from Pharaoh, and they said to them, "The Lord look on you and judge, because you made us stink in the sight of Pharaoh and his servants, and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." Then Moses turned to the Lord and said, "O Lord, why have you done evil to this people? Why did you ever send me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all." But the Lord said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will send them out, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of this land." God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they lived as sojourners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel, whom the Egyptians hold as slaves, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the people of Israel, 'I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord.'" Moses spoke thus to the people of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and harsh slavery. So the Lord said to Moses, "Go in, tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the people of Israel go out of his land." But Moses said to the Lord, "Behold, the people of Israel have not listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh listen to me, for I am of uncircumcised lips?" But the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a charge about the people of Israel and about Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the clans of Reuben. The sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. These are the clans of Simeon. These are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations, Gershon, Kohath, Merari, the years of the life of Levi being 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimei by their clans, the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Aziel, the years of the life of Kohath being 133 years. The sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites according to their generations. Amram took his wife Jochebed, his father's sister, and she bore him Aaron and Moses, the years of the life of Amram being 137 years. The sons of Izhar, Korah, Nepheg, and Zikri. The sons of Aziel, Mishael, Elzaphan, and Sithri. Aaron took as his wife Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab, the sister of Nashon, and she bore him Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. The sons of Korah, Asir, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the clans of the Korahites. Eleazar, Aaron's son, took as his wife one of the daughters of Putiel, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites by their clans. These are the Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, "Bring out the people of Israel from the land of Egypt by their hosts." It was they who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, about bringing out the people of Israel from Egypt, this Moses and this Aaron. On the day when the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, the Lord said to Moses, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say to you." But Moses said to the Lord, "Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips. How will Pharaoh listen to me?" So now we have the beginning of the Exodus. Moses and Aaron beginning to talk to Pharaoh and tell him to let the people go. But Pharaoh has no motivation to do so. He sees that he has a free workforce, that he gets to work pretty much as hard as he wants to. And even so, you know, he gives them a heavier workload when they begin to ask to go that 3 days' journey in order to sacrifice to the Lord. Even Moses and Aaron are disheartened by this, but the Lord tells them at the beginning of chapter 6, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand he will send them out, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land." At this point, that would be hard to believe without faith. In other words, if somebody just told them that, they wouldn't believe it. Now, coming from God, that makes it different. But still, this is hard to believe at this point simply because of the way Pharaoh is acting so far. And so he makes this heavier burden. And as the Israelites begin to try to complete their quota without the benefit of the stubble and the straw being provided to them, they begin to cry out and they're upset. And the taskmasters are beating those that are the foremen of the Israelites. And so this is the beginning of what we were going to call, you know, the 10 plagues that come upon Egypt. Most people are pretty familiar with this whole scenario. Even those that, you know, may not have grown up in the church or spent a lot of time in Bible study are familiar with it, if it's only from movies and different things that they've heard. This is just a famous story that most people do know about. But when we think about this scenario of, you know, God has blessed them to the point that they are so numerous in the land that, as we saw before, Pharaoh begins to worry about them siding with his enemies, and then now he doesn't want to let them go because they are this huge workforce. Remember, as I told you before, that through God blessing the Hebrews and them sojourning in the Egyptian land, Egypt ends up becoming this, you know, wealthy nation with all of this, you know, manpower at its disposal. And so God basically lifted Egypt up in order to bring them down. As we're going to see after they leave Egypt, the whole world knows what happens. And even by the time they're conquering the land of Canaan, then you see people still talking about the fact that they came out of Egypt and what happened in Exodus. So let's try to boil this down to a thought for us to consider for today. Sometimes the promises of God are difficult to see and they're difficult to wrap our minds around. At the point that we're reading right now, the people do not believe that they're going to be delivered from this. They're just like, Moses, Aaron, would you guys just be quiet and leave things alone because it's just getting worse for us and you're going to keep making it worse. Just, stop what you're doing is the attitude of the people because they don't have that faith. And even Moses is asking God, why have you brought this upon the people? Well, it's not really God that has brought it upon them. It's Pharaoh not wanting to let them go. But God will bring Pharaoh down so that he will send them out with a strong hand, as it states. But we have to have faith in God regarding his promises. Even if we can't wrap our mind around it, we know who our God is. We know the great things that he has done, and we need to have faith in him. Hold on to your faith in God today, even when you can't see around the obstacles that are in front of you. Think on these things, and of course, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.